and if this blows things up, we can totally take it out. That's totally fine. It can be the end. I still think though, so it's not enabling on any level. So I want to take that word out of it.
Yes.
But what I've experienced, what I've seen, and I'm just curious for you all, is for the betrayer, for the addict, until the pain of staying the same becomes greater than the pain of change, they don't move. So sometimes that means they finally get that the partner's serious about this. So they get the betrayal, they get the impact. You know, it means sometimes it's all the way to I'm filing divorce for divorce if you can't, if you aren't willing to do the work. So sometimes, and I don't know what to call that. So I'm not saying if you don't go to those lengths, that's not enabling. So I would never say that, of course, but I've just seen those situations where until the betrayer fully gets that this is really serious, sometimes if it's like comfortable enough, they don't make major shifts.
But
So
isn't that human
let's
behavior though?
clarify
Isn't that human behavior?
that discomfort sometimes comes from the partner, but sometimes the addict gets to that point on their own. And so I agree with you that until it's uncomfortable enough, the addict isn't going to change. But sometimes addicts walk in to my office saying, I'm miserable. This isn't working. I want to change. And
That's
sometimes
great, but that's rare for my for me, what I see.
I have about
Okay.
25 to 35% of the guys that walk in my office, that whether the partner has said you need to go do the work or not, they're walking. Maybe it's even 50-50. That'll walk in. They're like, this isn't working for me. I want to be different. I don't know how to. I've been trying. I can't stop. I mean, addiction. But sometimes
But
that
that's
discomfort
still.
comes because of the partner sort of putting boundaries in place or whatever they're doing. Sometimes that comes internally from the addict and their own personal experience.
Whether it comes from locus of control or origin, rather, from betrayed partner into the relationship or from the addict, I think going back to the real truth, the biological truth of something Dan just said, which is until what I'm doing is uncomfortable enough. We humans tend to tolerate a lot. And so it has, and so Dan, can you go back and say it again? Because you said it so beautifully. And I think it's a really human thing, and we're just applying it into these situations.
Yeah, most of us, and I know this is a quote, and I'm sorry, I've heard it passed down, so I'm gonna butcher it, but this is the idea is most of us don't change until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change.
There it is. There it is. And again, I just want to emphasize the humanness of that.
Yeah.
No matter if the situation, the relationship, the addiction, the pain of staying the same is no longer an option.
And I would also add that a partner, some partners will try to motivate the addict to change. And I consistently don't find that that behavior or words from that place works. When the partner is when they're certain,
Unequivocally.
thank you, certain of where they stand, that is much more powerful than trying to think up what they can do or say to change the addict's behavior.
It's so hard. That's just so hard. I want to, now we're going on down another street, but
Hold on. Here's another
hold on.
question.
Let me do
Please.
the so hard part because, betrayed partners, they want healing. They want healing. They want healthy relationships. And of course they do. Everybody does. And so they're trying to think of, well, what could I do? What could we do? What could I ask him to do or her to do? Because they're seeking health and truth and connection. So I just want to acknowledge the heart of that, the pain of that.